big issues. Withdrawal from Iran deal. Support, Senator Johnny Isakson, Republican, Georgia. Isakson is chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. President Trump made the difficult and correct decision that the United States would withdraw from the Iran nuclear agreement, which was entered into by the previous administration without the consent of Congress. I opposed the Iran deal when it was originally announced in 2015. Before I voted against it, I spoke twice on the Senate floor and penned an op-ed for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, sharing my concerns. I have said from day one that the Iranian regime should never be able to develop a nuclear weapon. Called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the Iran deal sought to appease Iran's extremist regime, a government that has not been trustworthy in negotiations with our country for 40 years. Neither Congress nor the American people were allowed to see the side agreements of this deal, and no inspections at military facilities were allowed. The deal was flawed from the start. On the front end, Iran was offered the most valuable asset by the United States and our allies, trust. The regime was also given access to at least $50 billion in frozen assets, giving it the ability to sell its oil and engage in trade. Instead of investing in its own people, Iran has built up its military capabilities, using them through proxies across the Middle East. Sadly, the nuclear agreement put a time limit on our ability to constrain Iran's nuclear ambitions, and it never went far enough to ensure Iran's commitment to other international agreements. President Trump was absolutely right to withdraw from the Iran deal. He is approaching this threat with the strength and resolve needed to protect our country. Oppose, Senator Bernie Sanders, Independent, Vermont. Sanders is a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. President Trump made one of the most reckless moves of his presidency by withdrawing from the Iran nuclear agreement. In doing so, he put the United States at odds with our European allies and seriously undermined U.S. global leadership. Trump rejected the advice of his own national security officials like Joint Chiefs Chairman Joseph Dunford and Defense Secretary James Mattis, who have stated that staying in the agreement, which created an extremely rigorous set of restrictions to prevent an Iranian nuclear weapon, is in our national security interest. The withdrawal also harms the United States' ability to negotiate future agreements, such as one with North Korea. Why would any country make a deal with us if they thought a reckless president might simply discard it years later? To be clear, Iran is engaged in a lot of bad behavior in the Middle East. However, if we want to confront these activities, distancing ourselves from allies and weakening a deal that limits its nuclear program is the worst possible course. I am very concerned that Trump's bellicose speech clearly seemed to shift U.S. policy toward the same goal of regime change that underlay the Iraq War. That had enormous unintended consequences we are still dealing with today. Indeed, one of those was the empowering of Iran in Iraq and elsewhere around the region. Real American leadership is not shown by our ability to blow things up, but by our ability to forge international consensus around shared problems and then mobilize that consensus to address those problems. That is what the Iran agreement did. Unfortunately, Trump has chosen to put us on a different, more dangerous path. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone, 202-225-3121. 21